This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. The Economic Survey 2023-24 has projected a real gross domestic product, GDP, growth of 6.5% to 7% in financial year 2024-25. On the first day of the budget session, Union Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman tabled the economic survey in the Lok Sabha. According to the survey, domestic growth drivers have supported economic growth in financial year 2023-24, despite uncertain global economic performance. The survey states that merchandise and services exports are likely to increase. It further mentions that a normal rainfall forecast by the India Meteorological Department and the satisfactory spread of the southwest monsoon are likely to improve agriculture sector performance and support the revival of rural demand. It also said structural reforms such as GST and IBC have also matured and are delivering envisaged results. The budget session of Parliament has begun today. The session, which will conclude on the 12th of August, will have 16 sittings. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said the Union Budget to be presented tomorrow will set the direction for the country's next 5 years and will lay the foundation for fulfilling the dream of Viksit Bharat in 2047. Addressing the media outside Parliament ahead of the commencement of the budget session today, Mr. Modi said people have given their verdict in the recent Lok Sabha polls and now all political parties must come together for the country for the next 5 years. Mr. Modi criticized the opposition parties for its alleged negative politics, saying they used Parliament's time to hide their failures. Referring to the disruptions in the last session, Mr. Modi said opposition parties tried to scuttle his voice in Parliament and said such a tactic has no place in democracy. The Prime Minister also urged parties to serve the country and not the agendas of political parties, saying that the House is not meant for political parties but is meant for the country. He also appealed to parties to give opportunities to all members, especially the first-time members, to present their views. Mr. Modi also highlighted that India is the fastest-growing country among the major economies, with about 8% growth in the last 3 consecutive years. He added that today opportunities are at the peak due to positive outlook, investment and performance. The Prime Minister asserted that his government is moving forward to implement on the ground the guarantees he has given to the people. Mr. Modi said the budget session is an important destination in the country's proud democratic journey. He added that all parties should participate for the empowerment of the farmers, youth and the country as they can engage in political battles in the election year of 2029. The government today said that decriminalizing 63 major offences under the company law have resulted in a boost to the market, pendency reduction and ease of doing business in the country. Replying to supplementaries during the question hour in the Lok Sabha, Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman said 2 special drives were launched by the Ministry of Corporate Laws for reducing pending cases. The first drive was launched in 2017 and the second drive was launched in 2023. She informed the House that till July this year, 6,294 withdrawals were made in various courts and this has boosted the economy in many ways. The government today asserted that there is no evidence of paper leaks in the last 7 years and it is hiding nothing in the alleged NEATUG paper leak case. Replying to supplementaries during the question hour in the Lok Sabha, Education Minister Dharmendra Pradhan said National Testing Agency has conducted 240 examinations since its formation and over 4 crore 50 lakh students have appeared in the examinations conducted by the NTA. Mr. Pradhan hit out at Leader of Opposition Rahul Gandhi over the issue, saying the remarks made by him on the country's examination system is condemnable. U.S. President Joe Biden has withdrawn from the presidential race for the upcoming November election and endorsed Vice President Kamala Harris as the presidential nominee. The announcement was made last night by Biden in a letter posted on his social media account. Biden expressed that serving as president has been the greatest honor of his life. He emphasized that in the best interest of the Democratic Party and the nation, it is paramount to focus solely on fulfilling his duties as president for the remainder of his term. And with that, we end this news bulletin.